There's little doubt that solar electricity will play a growing role in Sonoma County's future. Danny Rosati, Executive Director of Sonoma County Conservation Action, says the Board of Supervisors paved the way for that last February.
The county basically said they're going to allow unlimited amounts of solar on rooftops and on parking lots in the county areas, which we felt was a very wise thing. The county also did something we thought was smart, especially going into kind of uncharted waters here in terms of large-scale solar, which was they kept discretionary authority over larger-scale projects.
That's important, he says, because such projects could have enormous impacts.
Many of the developers of these solar projects that are larger, the scale that they're looking at is between 10 and 50 megawatts. And to create 1 megawatt of power from solar, you need about 5 acres of land. So just doing that quick math, we're talking some serious acreage, 50 to 100 acres, just to get a 10 to 20 megawatt power plant put in. It's difficult to find that much land unless you're looking at undeveloped land that's maybe undisturbed or pristine.
A project like that, Rosati says, would come under intense scrutiny from his organization and probably other stakeholders.
When these projects come in, we want to be able to take a really close look. We want to be able to have a public conversation about, is this an appropriate place to put this? Is it going to impact our scenic qualities and values in the county? You know, we've put a lot of money in this county into protecting open space. We want to really make sure that we're keeping to the values that the voters and the citizens here in Sonoma County have expressed.
But Jeff Cyphers, CEO of Sonoma Clean Power, the most likely buyer of the electricity generated from such facilities, says that's not what they're looking for, at least right now.
By and large, the real emphasis is going to be on disturbed land already. We want to see projects happening on rooftops, on parking lots, on old rock quarries, anywhere where the land's already been disturbed, where it's been degraded. Those are really ideal sites. We're starting to look at some mapping right now that would help us identify the best sites for that. We've looked at old rock quarries. We've looked at what could you do with a capped landfill. We've looked at areas next to industrial areas that probably are polluted. We're also looking at floating solar on top of treated wastewater ponds.
He says they're also sensitive to environmental and visual concerns.
View corridors are certainly still a part of the consideration. And any really significant size project would still go through an environmental impact review, which would study all of those impacts. There's been no change to the standards that would allow somebody to get a project through more quickly than it had in the past.
Sonoma Clean Power is rolling out a program to encourage smaller renewable power projects, called ProFit, for those generating 1 megawatt or less. They're now taking applications for the first round of funding, and Cypher says those facilities could be up and generating in less than 2 years. No one's goals here should be in conflict, much less mutually exclusive, agrees Danny Rosati. But the pathway to accomplish that is also still being developed.
In terms of the community choice aggregation model in California and in the public-private partnership potential, I think on some level we're blazing some trails. We've got a lot of unique circumstances in Sonoma County in terms of mentality, in terms of policy, and I think we've got a real opportunity here to do something right.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.